Let's look at the natural process of miraculous healing. All of your memories of conceptual self are only the static, isolated accumulation of momentary forms of non-creative light energy. This world, despite your temporal inventions of objective spatial association, was over a very long time ago. You continue to people your own isolation with images of sickness, of pain, and death that are all only old, ongoing projected memories of the drama of your own meaningless existence. Each moment, they can but disappear into the nothingness of the great amnesia that is the structural continuum of your own mind. Look, when the eternal love of God threatens your necessity for existence, you call on these characters of conflict to verify your own fearful defense. Yet this body that you think you inhabit is only your own chromosomal memory formulation that at any single moment is totally non-existent and unreal. The continuum of space-time it occupies is only a momentary structure of accumulative projected thought patterns. And we're back with you. In recognition that in this Course in Miracles, in the practicing of our teacher's manual, look with me, we are accumulative thought patterns. It's good to see you again in this second hour of the assertion that we are beginning to recognize each other in patterns of our mind, and I'm going to look at it just for a moment again. Remember, we began to teach the addiction of the brain, of the idea that's in your mind. Remember, we were teaching the idea, I want to review it, the tyranny of choice in the factor of your mind that you believe is necessary in order to maintain the maintenance of the very small, limited definition of power of light that's actually available to you within the reflections of the cellular association of mind that we use. I'm going to teach consciousness just for a little idea because I see the joy in, let's use my Savior Jesus, who was obviously resurrected. There isn't anything new about the idea that if you're trapped in notations of space-time, you will believe that there is a retention of the idea of yourself as a man, as a human being, that is possible within your own mind. And while that may be true in the factoring of the idea you have about yourself, it obviously, in the reasoning process of the power of the admission that in all of the universe there is a single source of reality. Listen, with a complete indifference to the method in which you, and let's use the word limitation, are determined to limit the factoring of consciousness identity in your addiction to the utilization of space and time in the idea that you're a body formulation in the reflection of your own mind. What a great deal of joy there's been in this passion of the Christ. Very simply because in his reappearance, he is with us, actually he's right here now, in a very rapid conversion of the cellular association of your own individual mind that is giving you a reflection of light that is joyfully acknowledged as a power that is coming to you from the universe. And the continuing discovery that your necessity to escape the bondage, as you speed of light for a moment, the idea of the acceleration of light to a point where space-time itself can be re-examined, can be nothing but a moment of extreme intensity of dark energy form, listen, that must be undergone by you in a motivation of provision that will cause a moment of pain and loneliness and death in the conflict of your determination that you can no longer find alternatives to yourself in the world. And the fear that you feel in the addiction you have to death will be a provision for a rebirth of you in a very powerful emotional recognition that deep within us, all of the love that we have been feeling in regard to what appears to be this body form were nothing but emotional ideas of the fear that we actually felt in the conflict of the illusionary idea that we are actually within this body formulation. Thank you for that. The totality of the idea, look with me, okay, within the hologram of light identity of mind, which we are now structuring here, aren't we? In our determination to remain separate and reflect back to us decisional possibility about how we want to see ourselves, our intensifying moments of love in recognition of the singularity of the power we are using in a definition of how we want to feel about ourselves in this idea. Listen with me. Thank you. Thank you for that. Look with me. At the moment of the joy of the conversion of your concept of your self-identity, was I concerned about how you have identified yourself in your self-identity? There's a great deal of joy in how basic the fundamental teaching of self-consciousness identity is in the healing mechanism, if nothing about you within the formulation of how you're utilizing what we call the fleshy structure of yourself, in reality, has anything whatsoever to do about how you really look. All around us now, in the Passion of the Christ, in extremely bright reflections, shall we teach for a moment, of what you really are nothing but the admission in the extension from a single idea of impactness of light out into the universe. Everything that is returning to you has verified an entrapment in space-time, but you listen. In the practice of the conversion of self-recognition, you have simply begun to practice with me. No. There's another decision that I can make. There's something else I want to see out in this universe. There's another enjoyment of myself that I want to use in this teacher's manual where I have all of these faculties of ideas of new decisions that I can make. Because I'm not happy with how I'm looking at this world. I've tried it. I've been successful at it. Yet all around me I see darkness and pain and death and conflict and fear. And I'm tired of it. So that the practice now in the idea of the teacher's manual is just to show you how you can refactor solutions to ideas of conflict that you previously felt within your own mind in order to avoid them and increase the healing mechanism. Okay, how can they be avoided? Let's read just a little more about it, because I see the successful nature of the physical cellular conversion of your body have given you brand new directions about what you want to see about yourself, so that the difficulty that you previously utilized in your old form ideas about yourself, in memories that you had maintained in order to justify this sickness and pain and death that are only contained within the matrix of your own mind and are identifying not only what you think you are in all of space and time, but in truth what the whole universe feels about you individually in your structure. Thank you for that. That's a good way to avoid it, isn't it? Simply admit to the power of God by the notation that the addiction to yourself that you had maintained in order to justify whatever you termed as joy and pleasure have inevitably led you only into the conflict, and that the discipline of the power to decide differently are always going to be augmented by the power of light, which is the natural inclination of teachers of God to teach initially, no, there's another way. The result is another way that then increases the frequency of the power to look anew in the dream sequence that has held us in the bondage of this idea of time. It was a great way to overcome that difficulty, wasn't it? We like to practice in the idea of overcoming addiction. Come on. How happy we become momentarily into the decision that finally all of the disciplines that we use had a tendency to make us continually repeat the inevitability of the formulation of our body. And then the practice of the miracle alternatives that become available to us that we may now utilize in this sequence of time, regardless of how old that appears to be in the reflection of our life. So that the healing factor of the body is in a total disregard of what appears to be the images of reflection of body formulation. Remember Master Jesus when he underwent his own devastating experience in the Passion of the Christ and then resurrected? And now is appearing with us, and I'm going to use Master Teacher for a moment. Thank you. In a regeneration of my body cellular association in the practice of the utilization of my mind? Thank you. Again, my oral teaching. When I was here in a previous idea was the factoring of exit laughing about the idea, very simply because as you begin to look out into the world, you improve first the prospects that you can look at yourself in a new, joyous, happy, loving factor rather than having to appear in that body formulation. Let's look at my 80-year-old body formulation. What do I care? You could look at yourself, come on now, in a factoring of time, in the illusion of your correspondence with yourself, and appear anywhere you wanted in the framework of how you're going to identify yourself as that figure. Now, The joy in the reflection of light that you're receiving from me are very obviously indication that the reflection I just saw in you improved your relationship with how you had been viewing yourself out there in your determination, say to me, to retain my body. Well, you're not a body. You know perfectly well that the power that you and I are exchanging in the intensity of the passion of love that I'm feeling for you now may momentarily include the passion of pain and revenge and desire to kill that are in me in what we term my split brain. But there's no manner where I can't, to the practice of increasing the frequency of decisional possibility within my concept, increase the ideas of sharing moments of vision in the process that begins with self-recognition, then extends that self in a new objective determination that was out there, actually was only in my own mind, and began with the application of the increase of the power of my mind to decide the love that I'm feeling for you right now. Well, I've got to finish. How can you avoid the idea of the prospects of not being whole and perfect? Listen. There can be no order of difficulty in healing merely because sickness is an illusion. Is it harder to dispel the belief of the insane in the larger hallucination as opposed to a smaller one? Will he agree more quickly to the unreality of a louder voice he hears than to that of a softer one? Will he dismiss more easily a whispering demand to kill than a shout? And do the number of pitchforks the devils he sees carrying affect their credibility in his perception? His mind has categorized them all as real. And so what? They are real to him. When he realizes they are all illusions, they will disappear. And so it is with healing. The properties of illusion, which seem to make them different, are really irrelevant. Who cares? For their properties are as illusionary as they are. Look with me now, important. The body's eyes will continue to see differences, but the mind that has let itself be healed will no longer acknowledge them. There will be those who seem to be sicker than others, and the body's eyes will report their changed appearances as before. But you listen, but the healed mind will put them all in one category. They are unreal. This is the gift of its teacher, the understanding that only two categories are meaningful in sorting out the messages the mind receives from what appears to be the world out there. And of these two, but one is real. Just as reality is wholly real, apart from size and shape and time and place, for differences cannot exist within it, so too are illusions without distinctions. The one answer to sickness of any kind is healing. The one answer to all illusions is truth. Did you see that? What a joy it is in the idea that in the new reflection of light of your body formulation, we appear to be illusions of correspondence. And the very real difference between the joy that we're going to express for each other are actually nothing but new ideas we have about how we want to look at our individual self. This is all healing accomplished. I think the joy that I'm feeling are the simple acknowledgement. Remember, I'm going to show them real quickly. Repairing your brain, that's a good one. It says that I can think new ways about myself that will change the activities of the physiologically that's contained within my own brain. One of the latest definitions we had concerning the activity of cellular association of our brain, say very simply, we're using a very small proportion of it, yet we attempt to penetrate it with ideas of the continuation of a cellular association in the tyranny of choice. You're going to see this with me? As though the factoring of the idea of energy form in decisional mechanisms contained within my conceptual self that allow me to organize objective ideas in the vocabulary of the correspondence of the functioning of my body identity, I am actually using ideas of reflected light in a category of what I want to see in the definition of the symbolization that I am utilizing and utilizing, yes, within my own mind in a categorization that, well, it's justified in the procedures of my body formulation, that could not possibly be the power of light that's available to me in the healing mechanism of the decision, let's use the old man, master teacher again, of the revelation that occurred with me in the natural healing process of my body. I'm going to come back here now. We got three more minutes in the idea that you are factoring this. What I'm going to demonstrate to you in the universal mind of a singular reality are ideas contained within your brain that you actually have power, say to me, revitalize. Yeah, good. You have a power to revitalize your cellular association with yourself, because any application of a distance in space-time in cellular observation within processes of healing, you hear this, cannot exclude an innate power of light that you are in possession of in self-recognition of the entirety of your formulation of ideas you have about yourself in a moment of the entirety through the utilization of the exercising of the physicality of yourself. Remember, we used to call this stem cells. Come on, you know perfectly well that you originate from singular cellular associations of yourself, but within space-time, demonstrate your capacity to use yourself up. All of the power of the universe is contained only within you. How could you possibly use up reality? Listen, what you use up, you call death. And you believe that this 80-year-old figure that's looking so joyously at you with the love that I'm feeling for you, there's anything whatsoever to do with how I appeared to be with you in the illusion of the formulation of my body identity within a matrix of energy of light correspondent in the chaos that I feel for a moment in space-time by my inability to recognize, look with me, that you and I are utilizing precisely and exactly the same power within the illusion of our body in the reconstruction of the idea of cellular relationship that are what healing is. And while you let me show it to you in the joy of this 200 or 1,000 or 10,000 or 16 million year old body association, you have a tendency to be fearful of the power of mind that's inherent in you. We'll be right back. We've got 27 and a half minutes to go in the representation of new cellular arrangement that are available to you in your body form, because the power of God is going with us wherever we go. And we're going to declare together, God, bless us in the trust of our involvement of love, each and every one. All of our body cells are continually demonstrating their universal rejuvenating capacity. But you insist on functioning as a static, non-creative retention, and you call this your body, of an objective aggregation of mechanical specialization. You listen. It is impossible to see the bright new world that surrounds you as long as you are hell-bent on retaining and defending your own historic genetic establishment. It becomes a massive retention of potential white energy compacted to an incredible density. This is you as a black hole. Ah, but here too, at this point, occurs the great reversal. The quasar of your reunion follows in a holy instant. Listen with me. Remember that every single cell in your body is a complete enfoldment of the universal reality of the entire cosmos. This continuity of body time is not sequential. It need not suffer the conflict of sequential memory that requires a continuing direction of separation in order to retain its linearity, unless you demand that it do so. You listen to me. Every organ in your body, produced and stereotyped in the exclusive specialized redundancy of your genetic self-replication, longs for the freedom of your ultimate experience. Listen, see how simply you can evolve a continuing, resurrecting body association of yourself by staying in the constant moment of your reunion with the eternal creating mind of God. Why? It is occurring spontaneously each moment. It is the how lovingly the contractual memories of your self-conceived physical body-mind identity and the chaotic projected illusions of form that surround it respond to this miraculous healing process that is the extension of your newly illuminated mind. We're back for a final 27 minutes in a rapid process that could only be defined as resurrection. Somewhere within the idea of the application of the power of your mind to heal cannot be a basic admission. Should we practice for a moment? Say to me. I'm curious. I'm in transition. You know perfectly well that within the idea of 16,000 million years, come on, anthropically, there had to be a period within your own mind where you recognized yourself. I've seen that in science evidence turn as about, oh, that's only about 10 million years. Good. Looked at from the idea that the universe is 16,000 million years old, it's impossible that the power that occurred in space-time in the recognition of its beginning and its end have now come upon you. I love, look, you're not going to use half of your brain anymore. I love it. You're not going to take the side of the ancient part of your brain, the oblongata here, that you then use in the process of memory, in the new side of you that reflects the idea of conceptual identity and extension, except to admit, from an evolutionary standpoint, with all on space of time, there's a power that's inherent in you, in the definition of what you want to see as a human being. Listen to me. Not only is that true, but you know it. Do you think that you happen to tune in to this idea of the passion of the Christ in which you saw the devastation of inflicted body identities that corresponds to the very popular idea of all of the conflict and pain and loneliness and death that you have associated within your conception of yourself in a process of manipulation of ideas of emotional evaluation of what you wanted to see in order to retain the conflict that is inherent in you only because of a moment of transition? Say to me, my healing process is in transition. Good for you. Now, for some of you, the activity of the increase in the frequency of self-recognition will result in an intensity of what could only be termed resurrection. Because that's what it is. We've determined very evidently that this world was over a long time ago. All you've really done in the idea of 16,000 million years with the universe out there, it says, I have been encompassed in my individual formulation of a matrix of energy in ideas that momentarily excluded the entirety of my relationship in space-time. And that the evidence of it, look with me, in the power of my individual mind of decision, cannot exclude the power of any individual mind to decide in the gap there. Thank you. Any individual mind can decide as rapidly as any other individual mind of body formulation that it wants to employ the same inherent power. This is the whole logistics of the idea of quantum. This is nothing but the simple admission that the utilization of the entirety of the power of the universe, okay, in the idea of quantum, say to me, simultaneous. Yeah, that cause and effect association of organizations of concept are actually going on simultaneously. And that the power of the cellular regeneration of your body is a natural process in the notation of the idea of species, of body identity, very simply because the cognition of yourself, you hear this with me, is what the universe is. Not only is that true, but the moment we began to exchange the ideas of the healing factor contained within our own mind in the practice of a conversion from crucifixion to reconverting to ecstasy of the revelation of transition out of time. You see that the salvation based on a redetermination that the activity of the appearance of any body can only take all of the conflict that would be evident in it, including the cellular relationship of your body, and regenerate it into notions of power of light that are inherent in you. You listen to me, I don't want to take away from you the physical idea that you're a body, because you are, and you utilize your variation in innumerable ideas of characterization, of specialization, of the cellular idea of your body formulation. But you know perfectly well that somewhere within the power of your mind, you construct body formulation and use a limited process in your own mind to define outcomes that you want to be true in this 80-year-old body formulation that in this last hour, the last 2 hours, could not be demonstrating to you revitalization of your body association, not only in time, but in space. That's why when I came from over into this factor, I saw you had made a sudden appearance here. Thank you. Of course, you can appear and disappear anywhere you want in the Galactic Association by the simple admission that the recellularization of your body can occur in any frequency of light you want them to within your own body identity. I'm just teaching the idea of time for just a moment because it's important to you. Time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect on eternity. And it's going on now simultaneously in the regeneration of your body form. You ready for this? Somewhere out in the universe. Now, quantum, since somewhere out in the universe is where you are, the idea of your reappearance in the restructuring of your mind are the nature of why I am termed an advanced teacher. This is from my brother Jesus of Nazareth. Look with me. In his reappearance in what you like to define as a perfect body, all he really said to you is the universe is perfect. I saw it recognized. Did you see that? Now, good for you. You have a tendency to believe that in that moment of regeneration of your body formulation, in the healing mechanism, that you were restricted to this location. Listen to me. Wrong. This location, at the moment you constructed it in your memory pattern, was actually gone. Do you see that? Could you see what I'm saying? It'll take 1.5 minutes to read it. Listen to the increase in frequency of light. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. What happens? You die each day to live again until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not really a gap at all. This is you now, human. Such is your life. A seeming interval from birth to death and on to life again. What is it? It's a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be actually relived. Listen, and all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. And now let's use the power of our minds together. Forgive the past and let it go, for it is gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reached the world that lies at heaven's gate. Listen, there is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again a journey that was over long ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate of each other has been transformed into a world of love. Look lovingly now, won't we? On this re-identity of yourself in a newfound moment of correspondence in which you have increased the frequency of ideas about yourself that had held you in continuing reillusionment of ideas of reflections of light that always brought you back to right here and now. How very simple this journey is going to be with you from now on. Your need to go out into the universe, your need to find solutions to the idea of your species as represented within the enclosure of this dark form. Look with me, bright one, where you know perfectly well that you are making an appearance that could not have lasted for more than that single moment. The idea of the matrix of energy in the new application of right in quantum. Now, I'm going to have to look at quantum. All the science loves the idea of instantaneous communication in objective association. This is my entire teaching. If there's a single power in the universe, the idea of reflected of correspondence of yourself by which you appear to identify the formulation of your body are already admitted by you to be illusionary factor contained within memories that you hold about yourself in momentary illusional ideas of dramas of stories that we play out in our constant need to disidentify ourselves from the entirety of our own self-recognition. Look with me. When this occurs in our mind, we cannot not become emotionally involved. Say to me, fear. With fear. Because at that moment, we can't recognize the wholeness of our mind in a satiety. In association, I'm excited, with the idea of our body. So that the healing factor that we're involved in now, in the correspondence, thank you, with the resurrection of our body, was a repeated procedure of the ideas I am holding in my mind about what I want to see outside of myself in that body formulation. How I love to teach. Thank you, mindful one in my own illumination. Now, you look at me and you say, well, good for you, Jesus. Good for you, Master. I'm going to practice this. Am I going to have to change my situations? I've decided to do this in my mind, but I'm in a spatial situation. Will I have to change it? Listen. Are changes required in the life situation of God's teachers? Changes are required in the minds of God's teachers. This may or may not involve changes in the external situation. Remember that no one is where he is by accident, and chance plays no part in God's plan. Now, it's most unlikely that changes in attitudes would not be the first step in the newly made teacher of God's training. There is, however, listen, no set pattern, since training is always highly individualized. There are those who are called upon to change their life situation almost immediately. These are generally special cases. By far, the majority are given a slowly evolving training program in which as many previous mistakes as possible are corrected. Relationships in particular must be properly perceived and all dark cornerstones of unforgiveness removed. Otherwise, the old thought system still has a basis for return. As the teacher of God advances in his training, he learns one lesson with increasing thoroughness. He does not make his own decision. Once more, he does not make his own decisions. He asks his teacher for his answer, and it is this he follows as his guide for action. Now, this becomes easier and easier as the teacher of God learns to give up his own judgment. Listen, the giving up of judgment, the obvious prerequisite for hearing God's voice, is usually a fairly slow process. Not because it is difficult, but because it is apt to be perceived as sort of personally insulting. Why? The world's training is directed toward achieving a goal in direct opposition to that of our curriculum. The world trains for reliance on one's judgment as the criteria for maturity and strength. Listen with me, teacher. Our curriculum trains for the relinquishment of judgment as the necessary condition of salvation. Three and a half nanoseconds to go. 3,500 years. Thank you for the admission of the illumination of the process of the particular structure of these last 2 hours. The reason they're very valuable to you is because within the teacher's manual, there's a very fundamental admission. Shall we practice? Of a desire to teach. Shall I tell you why? Since you're teaching yourself all the time, as you begin to make new discoveries about yourself in the utilization of the power that's inherent in you, you no longer want the alternatives of addiction to death that were in your own mind in order to maintain the body structure. The increase in frequency of the decision mechanism in space-time is what our Course in Miracles simply is. It says that time lasted but a moment in your mind, and you are replicating death and life. By increasing the frequencies of dark energy formulation, what you term death, you increase the frequency of extension and contraction within your own mind identity. So that very simply, at any moment, I can recognize you as a teacher of God in this manual for teacher that now described your determination and stand up to make a declaration of yourself. You need to listen to me. That the whole universe out there, including all the mindfulness of your self-identity, are going to respond to you, and did respond to you, in that moment of love and intense appreciation that I feel for you in the concept of yourself, in a determination that the other you, that you and I are now recognizing as our source in all of the universe, is the passion of the conversion of chaos and death that has now become the passion of my love for you and your love for me as we share the revelation of that application of the entirety of the availability within our own minds. And our world is over, and we're gone. Thank you. Thank you for the regeneration of my body association that I now recognize in you. Thank you for this exchange of love that expresses my appreciation for the passion of the application of you and a determination that somewhere out in the universe there was this decision and that we have made it together because God is going with us wherever we have gone since God is the mind of the power of love that we are using. Let's say it together now. Come on, we've been saying this for 2,600 years. God, bless us. Eat.